The War's Toll for the 7 days through August 28, 2006. I'll be reading the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in the last week in Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as some Iraqi civilians who were reported killed on March 24, 2003, just 5 days into the invasion. But first, the numbers. As of this morning, August 29, 2006, 2,862 coalition soldiers have been killed to date in Iraq. Of that number, 2,632 are U.S. soldiers. The Department of Defense reports that 19,609 U.S. soldiers have been wounded. We have no numbers for soldiers wounded of other nationalities. In the past week, then, 21 U.S. and coalition soldiers were killed in Iraq. In Afghanistan, 446 coalition soldiers have been reported killed since the invasion, October 2001. Of that number, 333 are U.S. soldiers. The Department of Defense reports that 851 U.S. soldiers have been wounded. We have no numbers for wounded soldiers from other nationalities in Afghanistan. In the past week, 4 coalition soldiers were reported killed in Afghanistan. Also, at least 126 Afghanis were killed in the past week, bringing the total in August of 2006 to at least 376. This information is gleaned from iCasualties.org. Back to Iraq. According to IraqBodyCount.org, the number of Iraqi civilian deaths since the invasion, March 2003, stands at 45,613, although estimates from organizations like The Lancet put the total at 100,000, and that was over 2 years ago. And one would have to estimate that the numbers of Iraqis wounded is in the hundreds of thousands. In the past week, at least 256 Iraqis were killed, bringing the total in August 2006 to at least 963. This information is also from IraqBodyCount.org and iCasualties.org. The financial cost of the war, according to CostOfWar.com, and this is just for the Iraq War, stands at $310.5 billion and counting for taxpayers in California. Your toll, tax toll for this war, is at $39.2 billion. And now I will read the names first of Iraqi civilians. Again, these civilians were reported killed March 24th, 2003. Hanin Ajel, unknown aged female. Hassan Kalb Fgel, 10-year-old boy. Hussein Fares Abba, unknown aged male. Haidar Nama Farhud Khariba, unknown aged male. Hazem Gwad Hanan Abad, 20-year-old man. Hadeya Khathem Mahsan, 46-year-old woman. Hawa Abad Alsan Hassan, 70-year-old woman. Hamid Gwad Nesh, 35-year-old man. Hamda Gaid Nefesh, 30-year-old woman. Hassan Abed Shmeki, 20-year-old man. And now I will read the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in Afghanistan in the past 7 days. On the 16th of August, Jeremiah S. Cole, 26 years old, U.S. Army, Hiawatha, Kansas. On the 19th of August, Chris Sitton, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Montrose, Colorado. also on the 19th of August. Robert E. Drawl, Jr., 21 years old, U.S. Army, Alexandria, Virginia. On the 22nd of August, David Braun, 27 years old, Canadian Army, Scunthorpe, Canada. On the 27th of August, Jonathan Hetherington, 22 years old, United Kingdom Army, Salisbury, Wiltshire, Wales. And now I will read the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in Iraq in the past 7 days. On the 18th of August, Reuben J. Villa, Jr., 36 years old, U.S. Army, El Paso, Texas. On the 19th of August, Marquise A. Quick, 28 years old, U.S. Army, Hoover, Alabama. On the 20th of August, Randy Lee Newman, 21 years old, U.S. Marine, Bend, Oregon. Also on the 20th of August, Adam A. Galvez, 21 years old, U.S. Marine, Salt Lake City, Utah. Also on the 20th of August, Chadwick T. Kenyon, 20 years old, U.S. Navy, Tucson, Arizona. Also on the 20th of August, Gabriel G. DeRue, 23 years old, U.S. Army, Paw Paw, Michigan. On the 21st of August, Brad A. Clemens, 37 years old, U.S. Air Force, Chillicothe, Ohio. On the 22nd of August, Paul J. Darga, 34 years old, U.S. Navy, Lansing, Michigan. On the 23rd of August, Thomas J. Barbieri, 24 years old, U.S. Army, Gaithersburg, Maryland. Also on the 23rd of August, James D. Hurlston, 21 years old, U.S. Marine, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. On the 24th of August, William E. Thorne, 26 years old, U.S. Army, Hospers, Iowa. Also on the 24th of August, Jeremy E. King, 23 years old, U.S. Army, Meridian, Idaho. Also on the 24th of August, Dwayne E. Williams, 28 years old, U.S. Marine, Baltimore, Maryland. And also on the 24th of August, Gordon G. Solomon, 35 years old, U.S. Marine, Fairborn, Ohio. On the 25th of August, Jordan C. Pearson, 21 years old, U.S. Marine, Milford, Connecticut. On the 26th of August, Edgardo Zayas, 29 years old, U.S. Army, Dorchester, Massachusetts. On the 27th of August, Jeffrey J. Hansen, 31 years old, U.S. Air National Guard, Cairo, Nebraska. On the 26th of August, David G. Weimortz, 28 years old, U.S. Marine, Irmo, South Carolina. This has been the war's toll for the 7 days up through August 28th, 2006. I'm Scott Berguin from KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. As always, our hearts go out to all of the fallen, their loved ones, relatives, neighbors in all countries.